every lie that we entertain in our mind and our thoughts has a source. So when you think about the lies of our time, you know, we can have different sexes, not just male and female, that men can marry men and women can marry men, women, and this is okay because it's what they feel. So that lie about how they feel and their attraction sexually has a source. The lie about evolution, the Big Bang, has a source. It has a human or has a seed beginning that somebody planted that grew and now takes over all of our academic institutions. The lie of space, the lie of the vacuum, the darkness has a source. It has a literal starting point way back, right? And those seeds have manifested everywhere. So if in your mind today you have lies, and everybody does, how do you sort out a lie from the truth? How do you separate the two? You have to recognize source. So if you're wrestling with identity problems and incompleteness, or feeling like you don't have what you need to do the things you want to do, strength, background, intellect, college education, whatever it is, what is the source of that feeling? Incompleteness, you're not enough. It's not God. It's not your creator. It's not the one who built you in your mother's womb. It's not the Holy Spirit, because it's not the truth. You want something that right now you can't have, right? Look at Eve in the garden. She had everything. She was complete. She had a husband that loved her perfectly. She had a perfect garden. There was no mosquitoes. There were no bugs. There was no weeds. The fruit was absolutely nutritiously in every way sound and righteous. The animals loved her. The birds sang perfectly. God was right there talking to her. Yet Satan, Lucifer, Nakash, the wicked one, he was able to convince her that she was lacking something when she lacked nothing. It's a lie. The source was Satan. Now, he can't be in everybody's mind telling them lies about themselves or their incompleteness or make them feel insecure. But he has his army out there, and you have your own Adamic flesh. So our flesh is self-defeating. It's a death gene that wants to kill us. It lives inside of us. We must put to death that gene, that source of evil lying that says you're incomplete, that you're not anything, that God doesn't love you, you've done too many wrong things. These are all death lies that live inside of us that must be mortified, put to death. And how do you do all of this? How do you deal with outside satanic lies, world lies from the system, from your academic training, from the news, from the movies, from social media, people you follow? You have to look at their source. What are they founded upon? What's really going on in Iran? Nobody knows. Only a handful of people really know what is going on. But you believe things that are not sourced 100% accurately, because you want to. You believe things about God that are not based in ancient truth, words written, preserved, Dead Sea Scrolls, protected by the priests, by the prophets, by kings who preserved the word. I keep going back to the Essenes. They wrote the Bible every day and preserved it on parchment and leather, and they put it in jars and they put it in caves, and in 1948 we found it. Who made them do that? Because we need the validation because of the lies. For 2,000 years the lies have intensified. The lies that we don't need God, that there is no end coming soon, that Jesus is not really the king, that he doesn't want to do good when all he is good. It's God is love. He is the definition of love. So when people try to tell you oh, you don't love me because you don't accept me as I am. Well, Jesus never accepted a sinner without doing something to change them. The adulterous woman found in the act, they were going to stone her. He set her free, but he says, go back and don't do that no more. Stop it. It's not good for you to have multiple men. The Samaritan woman needed to drink his water, his truth. We need to drink his truth. And that means ingest it. We need to eat his bread. So every falsehood has to be determined as false, but you have to recognize it has a source. It's either Satan's army of principality liars, you know, spreading it all over, or a religious system they created, or a sect within Christianity that creates lies, builds lies, like Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventist mindset, obviously Jehovah's Witness, Catholics, people that hold up things that are not true. They have a source, and they have a purpose. In that, they want to create division. They want to separate us. When Jesus Christ, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Every lie comes from something. It doesn't come from nothing. It has a human and a spirit behind it. So ask God to show you the source of this feeling that's negative. Because if you are in a place of perfect joy and bliss, you're connected to heaven. If you are in a place of confusion, misery, underneath, feel like you don't add up, you're incomplete. When Jesus died to make you complete, it doesn't happen in an instant, but it comes with knowledge. It comes with understanding. It comes with illumination of thought. It comes with a picture of Jesus in your mind. You run to Jesus in your mind. You run to Jesus in your heart, your soul, and you jump into his arms. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. I do it. I raise my hands to heaven. I take walks. I praise God. I sing. I yell. I do a lot of things to tell God how much I love him. And he hears it. And guess who can't touch that? The liar, the deceiver, Nakash.